the most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
What is up, App Nation? It is Steve Young, founder of Masters.com, and you are in the right place if you want to learn how to grow downloads and revenue for your app. And today, because it's the holidays, you know, got my Christmas sweater on as well. We're going to do something a little different on a great founder, and he's got a great cause of an app that he's building right now. And so we're going to break down his app, try to answer a lot of his questions and your questions along the way. But our guest is an inner city math teacher for 9 years. He built an anti-bullying app called Bully Buster. We brought him on so he can ask me a few questions. If you got any questions, you know, hit me up in the comments below. But without further ado, let's bring in Paul.
What's going on, player?
Paul, you got to wait through your intro video, bro. Welcome to the show.
So sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it's all good, bro. How are you?
Super pumped, super happy to be here. Super thankful for this opportunity to do this with you.
All right, man. Well, Luis is here. I'm ready. Luis, thank you so much, man, for showing up week in and week out and always being an active member of our community. And in the comments below, same with you, Nurex. Crypto Crunch, good to see you. Adrian, good to see you, mate. And then Mohammed's here. We've got Five Live, which I always forget, Five Live. Romain, my French friend, is here as well. All right, Paul. Well, here, I've got the app pulled up. Tell me a little bit about the app before we get into some of this thing.
Well, basically, I view AI, everyone was talking about how it creates conflict. And I really was thinking about it. I'm like, why can't we use AI to solve social conflicts? And after, you know, the years of teaching, basically my most popular lesson was I would have kids come up to the front of the room and bully me. And and it was like so effective in training kids like how to deal with bullying. And I would just give them one positive comment and a polite I don't care. And they were really disarmed, and they really wanted to make me look like a fool. Like, these kids were like, they were like down to make me look like an idiot every time. And pretty much about 100% of the time, maybe there were like one or two kids I could disarm them with this anti-bullying technique. And then I realized, like I could control AI a little bit. And kind of implement my methodology into the AI and then have this happen automatically for kids, that we could like have a powerful weapon at their disposal to deal with bullying, especially a lot of cyberbullying. I mean, I can't tell you how many social conflicts arise just from a chat room that a teacher will never have any insight to or access to, but you know, this app possibly could.
And I like that, man.
Help them out.
It's a great cause. Cool. You want to get into the app, or where do you want to start in terms of feedback from me?
Well, you know, I'm running two websites. I mean, we were talking a lot before about the SOE and the stop bullying versus cyberbullying. So I actually have two websites right at this moment. I have bullybuster.ai and have bullybuster.app. I'm just wondering, like, your thoughts on that in general. Like, should I just kill one website right now? Should I just do the compare and contrast on the taglines that we were talking about? But, like, how do I, you know, like, on that side of things, like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. So I think, you know, here are the things I like to do, Paul. And I don't think you mind me sharing this, but like what Paul and I were doing when we first talked was kind of looking through some SEO traffic. And so I have this thing called Keyword Anywhere installed, and we can see like cyberbullying has 368,000 searches. So that's almost 500,000 monthly searches. And we were talking about, like, I know the basics of SEO. I'm not like a SEO expert, but obviously having cyberbullying in here, Paul, frankly, I would just put it all in one and just go with that, because it gives the highest SEO juice if you start creating content around that, if you have a blog post. And we do have one client that ranks pretty well. You know, they'll create a lot of blog posts and long tail content, rank well for that, and that drives usage through the app as well. And so it's a great, it's a, you know, and I know Blinkist and all these, you know, Headway is probably doing that, but they were doing a lot of these SEO type of strategies too. And so I would try to combine it one to one website so that all the juices are sent to one place rather than splitting the couple of places.
Super insightful. Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Joe's here. Hold on 1 second. And then Musa from Turkey. Good to see you, Musa. And then Kevin, always good to see you, bro. If you guys got any questions about your apps or anything like that, you know, put them into the comment and I'll make sure we get to those as well. All right, Paul, what else you got? You want to go through the app or you want to show it off a little bit?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get in the app and kind of the onboarding process and paywall adjustments that we've been talking about and just kind of your feedback on that.
So I love this. This looks really good. Bully Buster. I know what we started talking about too was stop bullying, right? So
yeah, that's my tagline for that I use for one of my websites.
So we have cyberbullying app. There's only 170 searches for that, but maybe stop bullying.
Stop bullying had about 8,000 searches. And then I have cyberbullying, which has 200,000 searches, but there's a lot more ads for cyberbullying for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. So that was kind of another question I had for you. Should I just go with the more niche stop bullying, which doesn't have like a lot of competition?
Right.
Or is it better to have that broad outreach with the cyberbullying?
Well, let's take a look on the, because the, one of the things I was thinking about too, Paul, was, you know, mobile searches obviously are higher than just web searches. They're starting to overtake it. So obviously I thought like stop bullying. Well, there's no app that shows up for this. I think the way I would probably do it if I were you, because I was, the reason why we're talking about this for the audience is, you know, we do have clients who get downloads through Google. And that's because, you know, if people are searching for like cyberbullying app, and long as there's search volume for it, they are, you can drive downloads for that. So here, I'll throw this in here. And I'm in my, for those just listening, I'm in my phone just searching for cyberbullying app. I want to see what shows up. Okay, so the app store is not showing up. So I'll just do like podcast app right now. But you can see like this search result. This is what I was trying to get Paul to be like, all right, maybe if we call it a certain thing, we can show up here. If there is enough searches
it's
for
directly it, right is. There with the app. Okay.
Exactly. And then, you know,
I thought you were more pertaining to the website. I got it now.
Yeah. Both. Really both. But
for sure.
Yeah. Right. So I think with the website side of things, I always, in my opinion, start niche, because then, especially if you're just getting going, you can, it gives you easier ways to rank and go, you know, start driving downloads and sales. And then eventually you go broader. So maybe you write blog posts about cyberbullying apps, and here's some cyberbullying apps that you could do, or, you know, around cyberbullying exercises. And then that becomes, you know, so the one of the things you can do is just look up cyberbullying statistics, how to stop it, examples, maybe how to stop it. And you're like, all right,
I love
here.
It, dude. Cause right? We're doing 100 day content creation coming up. So you're feeding the beast right now, which is great.
I love it. And obviously you can use AI to help promote that. So let's go back to the app store here.
Right.
No more bullying. Love it. I think if I was looking at this app store, I love the visuals. I like this too. I don't know. See, I talked about this with another client. You guys can hear the audio. I think, can you guys hear the audio? Luis is having a problem with the audio. And then Crypto Crunch, I got you. Oh, now I can. Okay, good. Sorry. All right. So I think it's almost like, what can you do? Right. So no more bullying. You got it. The main messaging is there. No more bullying or stop bullying. Or maybe it's almost like what you found out, Paul. It's like you overcome it. You know, the step-by-step guide to, it's not, because stop bullying is so generic, but maybe it's like, hey, these are the exercises. Here's the foundation of the framework for you to better deal with bullying.
Absolutely.
Right. And then kids are like, ah, I want that now. Right. Like, hey, we'll give you how to respond to bullies. So you know from...
Okay, so like how to empower yourself, like get more into like the methodology right there, huh?
Yeah, I would, because And then you can talk about social proof. So the way I like to think about screenshots is big and bold, your main keyword. So like stop bullying, cyberbullying, stop cyberbullying, jazz. You got that.
Got it.
Have some social proof. Hey, I'm a math teacher. I'm a teacher. I know how to, I've dealt with this, all that stuff. Three, tell us like how you're going to help us. Because I think it's so generic that it's sort of like, oh, what does that even mean? How do you stop cyberbullying? Right. My next question is, how are you going to help me? And so when I say like, you know, like how we're going to help you increase downloads and revenue, it's like, but how? And then I'm like, okay, here's how, right? We're going to break down some of these strategies and so forth. So you start with something that's generic that everybody thinks about, and then you get into some of the details of how you're different from every other app out there.
Makes so much sense, bro.
All right. Masood says, first screenshot can be how bullying affects mental health or some statistics that show the intensity of the issue. I'm going to disagree with Masood a little bit, Paul, because I think if I'm looking for a stop bullying app, I already know why I'm here. And so okay. I want you to tell me how you're different and how you're going to help me grow. Now, I could be wrong on this, but I'm just saying that's my...
I love it. It's methodology forward, basically, is what you're saying.
Right.
Right. Like get the solution really in their face in terms of like, this is what this app is going to address, and making that message super clear. Obviously, I guess would take away like customer concern.
Yeah, it could too, right? I think it's more like, yeah. So I like what Masood said, but I think I already know if I'm looking for an app to help me stop bullying, that I'm looking for a solution, right? Like I'm already looking for that solution. And so you're going to show me. And so maybe the stats could be more about like, hey, here are the proven works, how we're going to do it, right?
Okay.
So instead of, because I'm already searching for it. So you already got me. I think the stats come into play for like advertising perspective and to get raise awareness, not if you're, I'm here, I'm ready, so to speak. All right. Let's get into the app. How does the idea of stopping bullying make you feel?
So right there, the main idea is I love your content. Thank you. And, but I've been watching is you really want to get the customer to say yes, right? Like
yeah.
On the paywall. So that was kind of my idea of just get like a quick yes. And cause like, who doesn't want to stop bullying, right? Like, so I thought that was just a quick, easy yes question. And then here, what I was thinking is like, I really wanted to make it clear, like some of the like features, like we don't advertise, and get into like what, you know, we have an educational center, but we also have this AI chat response. Right. So I wanted to kind of let the customers know there what they're getting, and then kind of tie in that free trial to get another kind of like quick yes, like on the onboarding here. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah. I was hoping you ask. All right. So I don't like the click for free trial and pricing options.
Okay.
Right? So I don't,
that too.
I would just hit continue.
All right.
I'll show you these as you were talking. I'm going to show you these slides too. So this is a app, and I was going to do a video about this, but I pretty much was inspired by their onboarding process, and I've sort of adopted the similar onboarding. So just going to give you some numbers. It's called the Mindfulness app by Reflectly. Reflectly did, in my opinion, well, I'm pretty sure they did buy this app, and they brought it into their portfolio. So take a deep breath. We're glad you're here. Let's start with a couple of questions. This is what you can do, Paul, right? Like frame. Who are you, Paul? Okay. Right? So this is what I borrowed. It's like, what's your name? Oh, I'm Steve. Cool, Steve. How familiar are you with, you know, cyberbullying, you know, anti-bullying tactics? Oh, I'm a beginner. Horrible. So when I hit beginner, what you can see, what you might not be able to see on your screen is it says, how familiar are you with meditation? And if I say I meditate regularly, great, let's keep building your habit. If I say total beginner, it says something else. If I say I've done a bit, it says something else too, right?
Oh, and so you're just scaling them there.
Right. If I'm a total beginner, like, you know, and then it's almost like I want to know, like, how are you feeling now? Right. Because if they're feeling like crap, Paul, they're more likely to pay. But like if they're feeling like, I got you, let me help you feel better. We've got the proven tactics right now. Right. If you're feeling good, you're like, cool, we're so glad. And we're so glad you're pushing forward and trying to learn new tactics to help you feel better if a situation comes up. If I'm feeling great, like, awesome. Well, we're going to help you help others potentially too, to help, you know, anti-bullying. So I think that's how I would frame it rather than getting that first yes.
Okay.
How familiar? Talk about how familiar are they? And then is there anything, you know, like, I don't know if you need this, but like, this is more for mental health and meditation, but I sort of took this too. And then you hit them with a push notification. Hey, we're going to, when new content comes out, we're going to help you, let you know. And then you kind of hit them with the paywall. And I would just change this to continue. It just continue, so forth.
Gotcha. Totally makes so much sense, man. You.
And then let's see. Felix says, I incorporated this onboarding process to my app. I'm happy I saw these videos. Well, you're welcome. I want to know if it worked. All right. This app only has 3 ratings. How will it affect keyword ranking? So yeah, we'll get into that a little bit. All right. Let's get into the app itself. All right. You got promo code. I probably de-emphasize it a little bit. So Paul, I don't know what I'm getting for paying you.
Okay.
All right. It's super cheap, which is great. You know, you're trying to help students and everything else. So I want to know what I'm getting. Because right now, I have no idea. Is it a chat feature? I have no idea what I'm getting. I have no idea what I'm paying for.
All right. So I tried to address that with the picture up top there, which is
it's so small.
So decrease the promo side and then list out more like feature wise what you're getting. Or you want me to like do pictures in there? Like, how would you?
I personally would lead you with just some bullet points of like what it is.
Okay.
So. Here, let me change this around. Let me go through some paywalls that are working well. Let's go back to this mindfulness app. Let's see if they have an interesting paywall since I've already shown it. But, you know, I've been talking a lot about the long paywalls and just leading with, hey, you know, proven tactics to help you. That's the right word I'm looking for. Not manage, but like sort of defeat the bully. You know what I mean? Like not defeat, but maybe just like disarm the bully.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, here you go. They've got decent enough, but this is all you need. And it's so cheap, you know, and thank you, Paul, for making it so affordable for everybody. All right. So like nurture a healthy state of mind, right? Some benefit.
Right.
And then they got lifetime access, 400 plus meditations, over 200 topics to choose from, you know? So I just want to know, like, what are you giving me and what am I paying for? Am I paying for strategies? Am I paying for a therapist? Am I paying for like an AI chat? Where I can tell you my problems and you're going to help me. I have no idea what I'm paying for.
Right. Absolutely. And that would be so easy to do because it's an educational program and an AI chatbot for real life cyberbullying. So we just got to really push those out.
Yeah. So I'll hit X, but what are you paying for? What's in the app?
Basically you have a educational side where there's a bully and then, by picking the right responses in the against the bully, you gain points. So it's kind of like a quiz / training in how to deal with bullying. And then on the other side of the app, we have the AI chatbot, which just real life cyberbullying. So you can literally put in what the bully is saying and get a response immediately based on our methodology, which is basically positive comment, polite, I don't care. And that allows you to walk away with your integrity intact and really is really effective at disarming bullies.
Look at what our community is so good. Sellcrowd said lots of unused screen real estate.
Okay.
You know, you can really talk it up a little bit more. I'd also like switch between the monthly and the yearly. I know you're trying to make it affordable, but I would just switch the two and just probably prominently speak about the yearly option a bit more.
Okay.
I think you can charge 20. You know what I mean? I know you want to be affordable, but you can keep it as is for now, just see how it goes. But obviously that, you know, because you're using AI, there's costs for you. And I know you're trying to be altruistic, but at the same time, like, you know, there's embedded costs for you from an AI perspective.
Absolutely. And I guess this is kind of like, do you think, like how I was thinking with the promo code that you kind of want to beef it up a little bit. Do most people who are downloading an app, do they expect a discount? Is that commonplace? Like what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think if that's why I would increase the price, because then you, it gives you the ability to discount. So if I hit X, you can ask for my feedback. So like, let us, maybe it's price, submit. Nope. And then you're like, no problem. We got you. Right. And then that's where you give them the discount. Like, hey, we trust the app so much. We're going to give you it for $15. No trial though for a year. Right.
Okay. And then relinch them on that.
Yeah. And then you semi, know, maybe,
what do you call that? The semi hard paywall or whatever?
No, I mean, it's just a discount on the, yeah, it's just more like a discount. And then if you let people into the app too, so that they can at least see the exercises, right? Maybe they can't do the chat, the chat stuff, but let them into the app. And then that might be effective too. Cause these are kids, right? Like they might just be like, I know you and I talked about
this. I was thinking about the 3-day free trial is like, they could be in there and use it kind of unlimited for 3 days. And then like, if they're done with it or don't see the value, right, they can just bounce back out.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thinking behind that. But you're saying work that in another way. Am I hearing that right?
Well, if I'm a kid and I see the exercises and I see like, hey, this is something I really need. And okay, then when I try to access it and you're like, hey, you have to pay for it, then I might be more likely to do it. So a friend of mine, Rich, he tested a hard paywall, which is what you have essentially. I can't access it in any of the app versus a lot of log content. And he's seen pretty similar results between the two in terms of conversions. So he was like, look, Steve, like the hard paywall is too aggressive for me. I'm just going to lock up more of the content. So that's another option. Like Calm does this, right? Like if you download the app and you don't activate a trial, you can skip out the paywall, but you see all the content in there, but they're all locked. But at least you get to see the breadth of content that you have within the app.
All right. So that's just like still photos being shown to them then, right?
Eventually. Yeah. Whatever is in the app here, let's activate the trial. Oh, I think you gave me a promo code too.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'll hide it.
All good player.
Well, we got some comments here. So five, is this for parents to use or kids that are being bullied? Because I don't see a bully kid paying for this. Bullied kid.
It is actually for kids, and but I've had a lot of weird feedback from adults that they really want the app to deal with like coworkers and things like that. But my primary focus is for kids. And I actually brought this up to you. I'm like, well, will kids actually pay for an app? And you've actually said that you have had success with clients with paid apps for kids. So that kind of gave me the green light to like, okay, we can process this, but it's primarily for kids. But I mean, if anybody's interested in conflict resolution, it pretty much solves the problem.
So Paul, I did subscribe and it's not taking me into the app, just FYI.
Not taking you into the app.
Yeah. It's just hanging here.
That is so strange.
So as you can see, Okay. Okay. Well, something was happening.
So this is the quiz that we're talking about. So there's a bully, and then based on those responses, you either gain or lose points, right? And the key here is really finding the one that lets the bully know that you don't really care, but you do it kind of in a polite, like kind of push away kind of thing. And then hopefully kids understand that as you go for that methodology and dealing with a bully.
Sorry, I'm playing the game.
These were actually suggestions by my students. So
nice. I'm going to punch you.
That's where this all came from.
You got no motion money.
No motion money.
All right, yeah. You're an expressive person. I like that, but your hairline's crooked. Why are you looking at my hairline? Well, and response one, response two, well, there's not much I can do about it, but thanks for noticing. Number three, you always have the best edges, catch you later. Number four, your forehead is huge, you use it as a battering ram. That's what I would personally say, but all right, cool, I like it. You're ugly, and then you said get AI response.
Yeah, so this is where I think the real magic is in. So you could put pretty much whatever you want in there, Steve.
Yeah.
Like
something is,
you're a jerk, or
it's not working properly. Just FYI, I'm trying to tap this. I'm trying to tap into what was said, and it keeps going down. Just FYI.
Oh, you can't tap on that white box right there and just text?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. We'll get that adjusted.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
We've been working through that, but if you want to bring it up, I can just walk you through what goes on there.
Yep.
So in that text box, you can pretty much just put whatever you want. Sure. You know, you're a loser, you're an idiot, you're fat, you know, you got no riz, whatever it is, right? And then when you click generate, you'll actually generate a response based on our methodology, which is basically just a positive comment. So either towards the bully or towards the actual what was said.
Yeah.
And then just a polite I don't care is the response. And then below there, I'm a little nervous because I know we're dealing with kids who are getting bullied. I have all the mental health helplines.
I like that.
There, just, you know, like, just in case a kid's having a really bad day, I just wanted to have that, like, right there for them, if needed. So,
I think, you know, like, I know I've always been talking about a hard paywall, and like, I like to do like it. I think what I would try to do is, if I were you, I would probably like put these into tabs. You can be like, you know, get AI responses or get responses. Number two, learn through, you know, our exercises, our proven exercises. Number three, you know, then you put the hotline stuff on this tab, you know, hey, if you feel threatened or you want more help, you have this. And that way, at least, you know, kids can see all this stuff that they can get to, because I know you're trying to really help out kids. So maybe I would probably do not do a hard paywall and then just keep it so that it's in three tabs so that they get to see. Now, when they get to this tab, maybe after the first one, so they can get to it, like, hey, you want to do more? You've hit your limit. You know, you're going to have to pay now. This app is fun. And then
a usage system.
Yeah. And even with the response, the AI response, you know, like here, you're like, hey, you know, you give a sample, but then you force, you know, get your own response and they're going to have to pay. So to speak.
Perfect.
All right. So
dev team's going to have a lot of work.
Masood says, can you share your contact info? I want to see if it can help. Maybe I can help out with this, Paul. I don't want you to give out too many things, but like, you can go to the website, masoodbullybuster.ai, and then I'm sure you'll find Paul's information.
There you go.
So just go to bullybuster.ai, do a little bit of promo as well. And then Felix says, Nurex says, this app only has 3 ratings. How will it affect, what's the effect on keyword rankings? What I found, Masood or Nurex, is I don't think the ratings matter as much, and it really depends on the keyword. So we just launched a brand new app in November, and I'm going to try to do more of these, like, how much am I making from my apps, and kind of highlight and give you guys like the inside behind the scenes scoop of like what I've been able to do and what I'm doing with my apps too, to get to $3,000 a month for our portfolio. And we're going to continue growing that. But if the keyword is low competition and nobody is using it in their titles and it has traffic, you will get downloads and you can rank number one for it. And I've seen it work for a few of our clients. It's really hard to find those keywords though. That's the hard part. But if you can find them, it does work, and the ratings won't impact it as much as just the keyword optimization. So, you know, and then Andrew says, Paul, cool app. Thank you for making it.
Appreciate that.
Good to see you, Andrew. All right. Anything else you want to talk about, Paul, related to the app? All right.
You are just awesome, dude. I just appreciate and am so thankful. Because when I first contacted you, man, I was so lost. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know if I had to adjust the product. I didn't know if I had to adjust marketing. And you kind of like just kind of sent me in the right direction. And I think that's like your crazy value to the world, right? Like that I think a lot of people out there like me think we have some good ideas. Maybe we can help some people out, but we just don't know how to get it to that really good execution place. And I think you're just like super smart about getting people like me and my app there. So big props to you, bro.
Thanks, man. Well, part of the reason why I wanted to have you on too was to talk about me. No, I'm just kidding. Only because
let's do it.
No, you got a great mission and you got a great app. And so I was like, you know what? This is one way that I can help out Paul. I was like, Paul, if you don't mind coming on live stream, happy to answer and spend an hour with you and just answer all your questions. So good on you as well, Paul. All right. Well, actually, let's get into some fun, Paul, and let's do some dad jokes, shall we?
All right, let's roll.
All right, Paul, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first. Yep. I got here. Why don't skeletons fight each other?
Why?
They don't have any guts.
All right. Paul. Oh, I like this one. my wife's going to hate me. All right. But honey, I love you still. All right, here we go. Paul, I haven't talked to my wife in 3 weeks.
Why?
Yeah. Nothing, no reason. I just don't want to interrupt her. There you go. She didn't talk that much. All right, but yeah. S, if you thought my joke was better, but P, if you thought Paul's joke was better, and I'm sure we'll play for something as well. Steven has a question. I'm running ads for a client who has an app. Okay, good job, Steven. I figure. I'm not 100% confident they set up the SDK properly, as I'm not seeing the app installs tracking in ad managers. How can I verify this and get them to amend it? So, Steven, if they didn't set it up properly, Facebook would tell you, but I do think, and I don't know where it is. I know TikTok has this, but look for this where you're looking for events. And I'm sure this is where you're going and you don't see any events. And so in my opinion, if it's an iOS app and they didn't put the SDK properly, you actually wouldn't see it. So I think I'm not a Facebook expert in any regard, but I think you would have seen it. You wouldn't have been able to set it up. Now, what I'm having problem with, Steven, is, so another way you can check this is go into App Store Connect and look at downloads by app refer. So we set up a campaign for a client and we spent about $4,000. And essentially what we saw was the installs that Facebook was reporting was much lower than the installs that, if you look at App Store Connect, it's under app refer, and you will typically see Facebook and Instagram on there. And you look at those downloads too. So that's another way, Steven, to just kind of back it up. And for that client, we saw, like, you know, maybe two downloads max a day. But when you can see a huge by Facebook and Instagram, but the huge spike went up when we started running those ads. And I was like, yo, we got like 16 that day. And then Facebook on that day was only reporting 2. Now there's obviously some delays on that too. So just keep that in mind. That's another way to back up those numbers. All right. Oh, shiz. It's like almost a clean sweep. Okay. We've got Danny's app that we're going to take a look at, Paul. You much of a gamer?
A little bit.
It's called Game Funnel. He's got 2 ratings, so he's probably just starting out here. Let's see. I think I already downloaded these apps. Maybe I did not. Okay. All right. I'm behind. I thought I downloaded this app already. I guess I didn't. All right, Paul, do you want to kick it off and tell us anything that you're seeing on this app that you want to help Danny with from an, like, just a, he says growth and retention.
So
from,
like, just, I just don't understand what the game is. So that would be my, like, kind of like what you're saying with me, like the methodology kind of, you're just like, what yeah. are we?
Would it be seems like there's a lot of games that he's trying to put into one.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's what it seems like. It's like the digital pocket. So you can play a bunch of over 40 board games, so forth. So look, Danny, I've seen other apps, and you know, one of my favorite apps is called the 2-player games or whatever. And so I play with my daughter all the time. You know, what I would do is, if there are fun word games that are not in existence, like borrow their brand. And so I would, something for everyone, like that means nothing. Like Paul had no idea what this was. So your website has it though, right? Like it says 40 board games in your pocket. Where is it? I forgot where I saw it. But anyway, oh, here, 40, over 40 board games. So you put that in there. It's like all of your favorites. So you put some of their favorites. You know the data, like, hey, Crazy Eights, Blackjack, Chess, all that. And that's what the second screenshot says. I personally would not do horizontal, but that's just me personally speaking, because you can only see one screenshot at a time. So if you go vertical, I'm able to say more to the user and say, look, 40 board games, all your favorites, and you can list out a few of the favorites and more. And then I don't, in this one, play against the computer or a human. And so I would move it into more of a vertical and then look, do some keyword research. Cause if nobody has Plinko as an example, then maybe that's a keyword you can go after and start ranking for. And that we have, we're actually doing, we did this like really when I first started in the app business, I did the same strategy, but there are apps out there that we worked with or we've talked to who are using this strategy and leveraging another brand, let's say Plinko, in their title and subtitle and driving downloads for that. So Plinko might not be the right one, but just do the keyword research and kind of see if any of these popular games have an app already, you know? So that's what I would do. All right. Shall we play a game? Are you a new player? Yes. I think this would prevent me from playing, Paul. So Danny, I think, you know, you have to look at your numbers, but most games don't ask you to log in unless I'm going to do multiplayer. Right. And so I think I would just show the games, you know, have a tab that allows me to play with other players. And then when I'm playing with other players, maybe it's online or other things, then ask me to log in. But if I'm here to play and this is what the first thing I see, I'm going to leave because then I can't even play anything. And nor do I want to sign. I don't, you know, I'm not motivated enough to give you my email and my username and sign up to just play games because I'm not used to that either. And so you're almost forcing me to do something that I'm not used to doing. And two, I generally don't want to do anyways, which is sign up, which is what most apps, you know, that's where they lose a lot of their conversions. It's like when you force people to sign up, you lose them most of the time. And so, yeah, that's the number one thing I would change right here.
I feel like overall, like you're like kind of on a macro level, it's like you almost, if I'm hearing you right, it's almost like you want to create like the perfect tease almost for the customer, right? Like the perfect little like enticing, like here it is. Here's a little bit of what's going on.
Yeah.
And then pull it away.
Well, I play Sudoku all the time, Paul, on this, and I play the New York Times. They don't make me sign in. Like, and so I'm like, why am I signing in for an app that I'm just here to play games? So I don't know why you want me to sign in. And I'm sure you want me to sign in to play other players. If that's the case, then make me sign in when I'm about to play other players. But if I'm just here playing by myself or a computer, then let me do that. Because for a game, Paul, like retention is going to be the biggest driver for revenues. For non-games, and I love these little things, you know, these dice, Danny. But for non-games, getting people to pay leads to higher subscription, you know, higher retention. For games, higher retention leads to higher monetization. So it's almost backwards. And I just think that's, yeah.
Yeah, you just want to slide them right in there and start getting that ad revenue.
An account is needed for the back end. Get out of here. I always hear this. And Sellcrowd, if this is, yeah, I think Danny, this must be you because I see the name. I always say get out of here because I hear that excuse all the time. And I just think that you're sort of limited. You look at the data, Danny. If people are coming in here and then 100% of the people see this, I don't know, you look at your numbers and most people drop off here, then don't, it's not my opinion. It's the data telling you that this is the wrong way to go, right? So, and what I'm telling you to go get out of here is even Calm doesn't force you to sign in. And Calm's huge, bro. So Calm doesn't force you to sign in, but once you activate a trial, they then force you to sign in. Force them to sign in when you actually need them to actually sign in. Because I have enough data that says, you know, I have another client we work with. We saw a 52% increase in sales when we flipped the paywall and sign in page. I'll give you the visuals just so you got this hits home with you, Danny. Okay. I want you to win. If I didn't want you to win, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't speak so passionately about this. I wouldn't be like, Danny, you got to change this. Look at the numbers. This is just my opinion for now, but look at the numbers and see if it makes a difference. So this was my opinion. I was like, hey, dude, you know, like what's your number one? You know, I was like, for this app, it's a fitness app and this is just Figma file. So I didn't want to share the client, but they have a bunch of different onboarding screens. They force you to sign up. Then we show them paywall. We then flip the two, show the paywall, and then force them to sign up because on the back end, we need them. Sorry, Danny, but their paywall views went up 40 to 194%. And the trial activations went up by 190 38% and 52% increase in sales. And the Calm example is what I give you. So yeah. And then Andrew says, why is signing up so important? All right. I agree. Thank you, Danny. That's all I wanted. Because I want to play your games, bro. Like I do. But you're forcing me to do something I really don't want to do just to play games. Because then I can, you know, you have competition there, right? Let's face it, Danny. Like I would go to your competitors and just move on with my life. Just Smile says, hello, Paul. Are you an iOS developer?
Well, yeah. I'm on iOS and I have a dev team that I work with through Fiverr. And so I guess I'm a developer.
Okay. You don't actually code.
I can code. Like okay. I've taken the basic C's and stuff, but I just know people can do it much faster than me. So like to get actual execution, I think it's just easier for me to just hire some. I have a really good team on Fiverr that is been pounding away at this for a while now that I really appreciate and work with. So, awesome. But I'm iOS and Android, if that's kind of what you were getting at.
Yeah. Love it. All right. Nurex says, Steve, wellness app or calorie tracker, which one would have good perspective? Nurex, I would say calorie tracker and go even more niche. Like if you do, I won't spoil anything because I know I have clients where we're going after these keywords, but if you go even more niche under that calorie or food tracker, you'll find other keywords that have pretty good volume and lower competition. So go one more level deeper and just use these tools. Here, I'll pull it up. I use that Follow, right? So what do you want to call it? Food tracker, Paul?
Yeah.
Sounds let's try this because you got calorie tracker, but all right, food tracker. All right, now I'm just going to keep scrolling. Let's see if there's anybody that comes up. I know the keywords. I don't want to reveal them. Know the keywords that exist that have good traffic, lower competition. And I'm just going to try to find a few. All right. And then I'm going to be like, interesting. Nothing interesting so far. There's macro tracker. That's interesting. The IBS tracker. Okay. That's interesting. IBS. All right. Let's see. IBS. So now I'm going to do this. And now, oh man. Poop tracker. That's insane. Medication tracker, right? Symptom allergy tracker. Interesting. Oh my God. Some of these keywords. So, you know, now you're starting to see where things are happening. So this is how I would try to do this. Start with something broad because calorie tracker is probably too competitive. Let's just look at the search results. Here's how I see if things are competitive without actually going into the details. Calorie tracker, calorie. Never going to beat these guys. MyFitnessPal, 1.7 million reviews, 78,000. Lose It, 600,000. So that's what I mean, Nurex. I like calorie tracker, but go one level deeper in terms of the niche. And then Romaine says, Paul, thank you for your mission from another ex-bullied. So good on you, Paul. And Paul, they love you. The crowd loves you, Paul. They are giving you the win. Oh, where's my sound effect? Okay. If I had a real producer of it. They love you, Paul. They really do. So you won 4-2 on the first round of jokes. You got another joke, Paul? While you look for one, I'm going to answer a question. Danny says, would it make sense to create a separate app store page for every game? Also, how are keywords linked? It would make sense, Danny, if there's no competition for that keyword. And that way, it's worth your time to go through that effort, right? So look at the 40 plus games that you have. Find the game that has nobody paying attention to. Maybe it's Crazy 8. Maybe it's Mills. Maybe Ships is like Battleship, probably. I don't know what Ships is. It might be Battleship. But try to find one that doesn't have an app, or maybe the top results don't have that many reviews, and then you build that app. So that's how I would do it if I want to invest the time, because I don't want you to spend more money and more time trying to like do something that may ultimately not work. We lost Paul. I think he's grabbing a book of dad jokes? All right, let's see. There's some questions. Paul, I would hire a public relations person to get a word out on your app. News media love to cover your mission. I would do one different, Five Live. You actually do not need a relationship manager, because most reviewers, journalists hear from you, the developer. So what I would do from a PR perspective, this has worked very well for us. I've been on TechCrunch a couple of times, a couple of big media outlets. One, this is for Paul or anybody out there, go to your local news media outlets. They're always looking for interesting stories. Talk to them first, get that coverage. Because guess what news outlets do? They all look at each other. Then now you got some coverage for local media, then you can just start leveling up. So Paul's in Philadelphia. You know, Paul, Five Live said, hey, go hire a PR person, get the word out on your app. I say you don't need to. Go out to your local Philly news outlet, let them know what you're doing. You know, that's where you start. And then you go out to bigger publications and bigger publications, and you just keep leveling up. It's sort of like what I did with the podcast. I was willing to say yes to anybody in 2013 that wanted to say yes to me. It's like, budget. I just need people. I don't need to learn from people. So I've interviewed everybody. And then eventually I started leveling up. So I was like, who works at Shazam? Let me try to find somebody. And I found Chris, the first CEO of Shazam. I was like, and I cold messaged him. I was like, Chris, you know, I've done all this already. Would you be interested in coming on? I've shown him that I actually did the work, right? I got the easy yeses. I've been doing this for a while because Chris doesn't want to waste his time with just a podcast that's going to die tomorrow. So he's seen the work that I've done, and he says that led me to go after anybody. That gave me the confidence to pretty much go after anybody, because I had the co-founder Shazam. You don't want to come on? That's your fault, man. So
I have that's a question. So like when you're reaching out to, like, I've never reached out to a news company or whatever. Do you just reach out directly to reporters? Do you like talk to like admin? Like, how does that work? Like,
no, go straight to a reporter. So who's the like the biggest newspaper or media outlet in Philly? Inquirer?
Just yeah, Philly Inquirer or Philly Daily News or.
All right, so let's go in the Inquirer, right? So I'm gonna look at like go in the Inquirer. I don't know if there's some tech stuff, maybe business,
and then just.
Yeah, try to find. I mean, maybe I go like, if I really want to be, maybe app.
I bet you could just Google search like Philly reporters.
No, I would do like this. Personally, this is what I've done in the past. Right, Best Sites and App. Okay, this guy Sam is talking a lot about apps and sports. You like sports. You like apps, right? So you're perfect. So I'm like a cool, perfect Sam Wilkins. So I'm like, all right, Sam.
Cool.
I write about sports, all aspects. Oh, he writes a lot about sporting, betting on sports. Okay, that's fine. Maybe that's not the right guy, but maybe there's something in here. Sam already gave you his email address, right? So you're like, hey, Sam, blah, blah, blah. Now you know a little bit. What I do, spend a little bit more time too, is I'll just Google Sam.
Ah.
And I'll just be like, oh, okay. Is this Google the same?
You're such a good engineer, bro.
Thanks, man.
Like always...
I don't know if this is the same Sam Wilkins, right? But if it is, then I'm like, all right, man, let's just look through this shiznit a little bit more. Pelicans.
Just approach him like, hey, I got this bullying app. I'm just looking for some publicity. Can you check it out?
No. That's all about you, Paul. No, I make it all about Sam. Make it all about Sam. Who do we care about the most? Paul. Paul cares more about Paul than he does Steve. Right. And you're coming to Steve and being like, hey, care about Paul. I'm like, who the fuck are you, Paul? Like, I don't know you, bro. So I go, what I do is, Sam, if this is the same Sam Wilkins, sorry, Sam Wilkins, to blast you. I'm like, dude, you played football? Oh my God. Like Perryman, I don't know where you are, Perryman. Maybe you're nearby, but like, oh my God, that's crazy. You know, I played football or you didn't, right?
You're right.
And then you go, now you're separating yourself. Now you're making it about him a little bit. And then you go, oh, hey, man, I know you love sports and I know you write more about the sports betting, but I do have an anti-bullying app. I don't know if you ever suffered from it, but I'm a inner school math teacher and I wanted to build an app to really help students with anti-bullying initiatives. You know, is there anything, and I'd love your feedback on the app. You know, what do you think? And then that's it. That's all I would ask. Because right now I'm not trying to go for marriage yet and a feature. I'm really just trying to get Sam to engage with me. And so I try to give an easy win. And that's how we've been effective in getting on. And this is the approach I used to get on TechCrunch. I was like really looking through. This took me like 5 minutes, right? It doesn't take that much time
to
find out a little bit more information about a person, then reach out to them. It means so much more versus just being like, hey, Sam, hey, I've got an app. Please.
Yeah, because it sounds like advertise you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, pure gold. That is pure gold, player.
Thanks, man. All right, Danny says, I meant separate product pages for the same app. I think App Store allows for multiple landing pages. Yes. So they're called custom product pages, Danny. But you can't have, unless you're running Apple search ads and you're targeting Plinko or Crazy Eights, that's the custom product pages are great if you're running ads. You can run, you can have different custom product pages or product pages for Facebook ads, for Apple search ads, but not organic ads or organic searches. So you can't say, hey, if somebody, hey, Apple, if somebody searches for Crazy Eights, show this product page. You cannot do that, only if you're paying them. So yes, do that if and only if you're running ads for that. All right. Cool. Paul, did you find another joke? Is that where you went? Where'd you go, bro?
I did get a joke. Hold on.
Okay.
Why?
I like sound effects. Go for it.
There we go. Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why, Paul?
Because he was outstanding in his field.
I like it. All right. I had one that made my son laugh too. I forgot which one it was. I have so many screenshotted. Oh, I like this one. Okay, here we go, Paul. I think it's the winner, okay?
Let's
you get ready. All right, they say 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea. Does that mean one person actually enjoys it? There you go.
Oh, that's brutal.
Your math. Come on, it's math, baby.
Awesome. Right. Awesome. Brutal.
Shevel is... Yeah, go for it.
No, I was just... Sorry, ripping off the dad part there. Go ahead. Where are we at now? You brought this up a couple times.
So this is Shevel's app. If you want us to take a look at your app in a future live stream, we'll just go to appmasters.com/audit, appmasters.com/audit, and put the jokes. SSPP. All right. I'm winning this one. All right. Cool. Thank you, Danny, for voting. All right. We got a DVLP. It's a sports training software. Okay. Again, I have no idea what this app is all about. It's almost like the theme. We're like, what is this app? Paul, what do you think this app is?
Is it for like fitness gyms?
Yeah, see, like if we have to guess, you've probably done a poor job of this. I have no idea either. It's a social marketplace that connects elite trainers and driven athletes everywhere and now have a trusted resource.
I'm like more partial to like pictures as opposed to like...
Same.
It seems like a lot of text. It would, yeah. Like my gut instinct on it.
Agreed, man. Agreed. Here, let's go into... the website. I'm sure the website's much better. Okay. Elevate your game. Oh, they haven't launched it. Oh, okay. Yeah. I would just Shevel. I think if I'm saying your name right, like we have no idea what your app does. So if it's like, again, don't make me think. We're not here to think. Just tell me what the app is. So if it's, you know, student athletes meet your next trainer. I don't know. Just spitballing here. That might be interesting, right? And if you're a trainer, you know, you can monetize your brand and meet student athletes. But like, I always think like, I mean, eventually you want to like DoorDash, right? Like speak to one person at a time. There's a DoorDash app for drivers. There's a DoorDash app for consumers. And so I think you're trying to do too much at once. If this is a training marketplace, then talk to the consumer, the demand side rather than the supply side. Because I'm assuming you want trainers on your platform because that's what this monetizing your brand is. So always talk to the demand because they're the hardest to convince. The supply side, really easy to convince. And this is coming from, if you want my background, before I did this full-time, I was at a company where we were a marketplace for photos and videos. And so it was easy to get the suppliers, the photographers and videographers. Once I had the demand, that was a lot easier. So anyways, I built out the supply side, the photographers for that company. All right. Joe says that news report tip was wonderful. You may seem so effortlessly. Thanks. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you, bro. All right. Go ahead, Paul. Anything you want to?
I have a question. So sure. Getting into the like marketing and promoting side, I got 3 creators and I got 2 outside reps. And that's why I created that promo box so I could keep track of sales and then distribute, you know, profits accordingly.
Yeah.
To those creators, do you have like any insight? Do you think that's a good way to to like kind of work that. And then I was thinking, like, I have multiple creators pushing, pushing everything forward. Like, what are your thoughts on just like that and collaborations? And I guess they're sales reps, I guess.
Yep.
But through social media.
I love it. So it's a great model, right? And obviously the promo code is so the promo code didn't work for me, Paul, just FYI, just some feedback that you sent me earlier. I broke down this app, and the reason I think they actually reached out to me afterwards, like, Steve, great job. But you hit most of the things on the head. But Macro Factor is a great app. It's been out in the app stores. And this is what I like to see, Paul. It's like, how much you're making $400,000 a month, according to Sensor Tower, with only 20,000 downloads. That's freaking amazing, right?
Right.
So when I looked at their app a little bit more, I went to their website, I saw there was a lot of affiliates, right, that they were using. And when I went into the app itself, I love the onboarding. So go check it out. It's called Macro Factor.
Okay.
But here is the kicker. So it's like, hey, Macro Factor is premium only, application by design. They're teeing you up. So I did like that. I'm sure people will get lost here and like fudge that. But the people who continue will continue, right? So this is where I was thinking, like, did you learn about us from an affiliate? And so when you tap that, you do get better pricing. And I do think that they do ask for the code later on too. But it's a great way to start tracking your affiliates, that promo code, right? So. Yeah. That's a way to do the whole affiliate model if you are trying to do that. And you get 2 weeks, and then I think they ask you, if after you subscribe, they'll probably ask you for the affiliate code. I didn't subscribe, obviously, to know if that was right or not. But yeah, I do like where you're headed on the paywall.
Okay.
But it's just too prominent. So like, maybe not make it so prominent.
Gotcha.
Because the first thing I'll do is Google to see if there is a promo code. All right, I'm a trainer, athlete. I'm going to say I'm an athlete. Oh, they go straight into it. Okay, there's videos. Oh, I like it. I don't know what you're trying to do, Cheval. I think this is interesting. I mean, I think it's fine. I think this is good enough. I just don't know where your end goal is for this. Is it to get more trainers and have their videos up here? Or I'm unclear what the... I guess defense, and I can see Draymond talking about defense. These are all just YouTube videos, though. So it looks like it's for basketball primarily, which I had no sense of it when I was looking at your screenshots. So,
go Sixers.
All right, Paul. So, Cheval, I have no idea how else best to help you. Like, your onboarding seems fine. If you want to put in a paywall, you should have that during the onboarding. But the UX is fine. It's just, I didn't know it was specifically for basketball. So I work on the messaging a bit more. And I don't know what your end goal is. Is it to just have great content out there, or is it to make money from this app? That's unclear. So I don't know how to best help you other than just sharing my feedback with you. All right, Paul, I won the second round. Five Live didn't like the poop joke. Everybody else did.
I'm all out of jokes, bro.
Okay, that's all good. We can end it at tie. Five Live needs benefits on top images versus features. Agreed. I'm assuming it's for this app for Cheval. And then Nurex says, thanks, brother, for live streams. God bless you. God bless you, Nurex. Thank you. Paul, I think that's it on my end. Anything I missed that you want to talk about?
No, dude. You're so thorough. I'm so thankful. We do have one thing on the website, we have when they first go in to the website, we have a preempt for a newsletter.
Yeah, nice.
And I guess just how often do you hit the customer with your newsletter? Like, what's an appropriate amount? Because I wanted to pump the newsletter to get the SEO up, but I also don't want to off put the customer. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's more like engaging. Like, if you do nothing else with the newsletter, the people who do subscribe, just try to engage with them. Hey, I'm Paul. Thanks for checking out. Like, what brings you here, and learn more about you? Especially in the early days, I like to do more like grunt work, hand-to-hand combat, versus trying to systemize and automate everything. So I'm just more like, hey, what are you here? Like, I want to learn from you. What can I help you with? And then that human approach, I think, is what's missing. And so some of my favorite subject lines are you're not alone, or how can I best serve you? So I always take it from a nobody cares about me perspective versus everybody cares about me perspective. And so try to gauge with the user, try to get as much quantitative feedback as possible to help you guide it. And you know, a lot of people, like early on in my career, when I was talking to people, I would, you know, I still do this. I'll stack my meetings up back to back and I just say certain things. And Paul, you know, you can see these people's reactions. So I'm live A/B testing what people are saying to me. I'm taking that feedback and being like, okay, here's what I can do then, right? Like, here's how I can speak, or I'm going to regurgitate some of those words. So I always love talking to people because then I'm really listening and paying attention to their facial expressions, where it's like, here, I'll pay attention to you. I'm trying to pay attention to, like, if I say something and I get a good reaction, I'm like, okay, I'm going to store it in my head, reuse that later on. So that's why I like talking to people and getting their feedback. Like, oh yeah, that's great. I love it. Right. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to use that. Or that one was like, tell me more about that. Okay. That phrasing was confusing. So let me not have that. So I like the one-to-one interactions early on. And I can learn, take that quantitative feedback and then use that in my marketing and then start systemizing and automating certain things.
They do not pay you enough, lad. Your goal. But just thank you overall, dude. Like, I was so lost. I can't even tell you. Like, I feel bad anybody like getting into the space, because you get to these points where you're like building, and then you realize you're building, but you may not even be going anywhere. Like, it's a very like walking in the dark journey. And I think what you did, and they say this with math, you're always, every math problem you learn, you're bringing another candle in the room to light it up. I feel like that's what you did with me on this journey, is you kind of lit up the room a little bit to say, this is what you got to do, player. And I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Paul. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I take your words to heart, fully accept your words. Now, if you want to go help Paul out and you've got a kid, or you've been bullied once in your life, or you've been bullied at work, which is what Paul is finding as well. So go check out bullybuster.ai or search for Bully Buster in your favorite app store. You'll see a lot of great content, a lot of the hard work that Paul and his team has put in. And he's got a great mission, super cheap right now, $10 a year, a no-brainer for anybody that is suffering from bullying. Paul, if the audience wants to connect with you in any other way, you want to send them anywhere else?
I'm at bullybuster009 at Gmail. You know, if you want to throw me an email, or you got something going on, or a partnership or an idea you want to share, or something I can maybe even help you out with, just please reach out. I am getting pretty good at controlling the AI. So if, you know, it gets a little technical, I could probably help you out there as well. But that's about it.
Paul, what's the 09 stand for? Anything significant?
My hockey number. I'm a hockey player.
I like it.
So everything's 09 with me. Hockey 09.
All right. So bullybuster09 at gmail.com, or go to bullybuster.ai and just search for Bully Buster in your favorite app store. All right. It is the end of the year. We are taking a couple of weeks off. I might be either here next Friday. I don't know, but I probably won't be. So I will be back in 3 weeks, and we'll be back just like usual, and usually not taking a break. But thank you guys. Merry Christmas to you, Five Live. Till next year. Appreciate you guys. The channel has grown much in the given year. And so I'm thankful for anybody that shows up live. And I'm thankful for you guys watching this week in and week out. Danny, good luck to you, my friend. Keep in touch. Luis, thank you, man. It means a lot to see your face and your name in the comments every week in and week out. So happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that jazz. I will see you guys in the new year. Let's rock it.
Tired of overpaying for app store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.